You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win is 8-1. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win in the betting at 5-2. Do you want to go back to that previous game, Lee?
I just wanted to mention...
The top of your head there.
I just wanted to mention, it's no good to anyone who's listening to the individual match clip. If you listen to the podcast, I think Andre Ayew is a good
bet
to score.
They're all 3 PMers, aren't they?
Andre Ayew, 2-1 to score in this game. When Swansea score at home and he plays, he scores. He's a very good player. I think Leicester are open, obviously, so well worth looking at him.
Andre Ayew to score 2-1 in that Swansea-Leicester game. As for this game, West Brom versus Tottenham. Tottenham best ever run in the Premier League now, unbeaten in their last 13 games. Got a pretty good point against Chelsea, second best in that game against Chelsea for large periods last weekend. West Bromley have been difficult to call all season. Beaten Arsenal at home, drawn against West Brom away in their last couple of Premier League games. 7-2, the Baggies here, West Brom to win this game. Tottenham, just slight odds on at 10-11.
I mean, that 2-1 Arsenal, I didn't see that one coming at all. You can say Arsenal, you know, were on an off day and all the rest of it, but... I don't know. It's a strange one, that, for me, the Arsenal result. I would be comfortably going for Tottenham here if it wasn't for that result. Tottenham odds on is also a tricky one. It's like there's nothing easy to pick about this game other than the fact that, I suppose, really, you've just got to go for Harry Kane. I'll take the result out of it. I think Tottenham will win the game. 10 to 11 is probably palatable to most punters out there, but I guess it's just that rule of Tottenham at odds on is a bit of a stinker. But Harry Kane's odds against, and I'd rather have that bet than Tottenham to win at odds on. So Harry Kane to score, just full stop. I mean, we said the same earlier in the podcast about
Lukaku,
how he's kind of gone under the radar. I'm not saying Harry Kane's gone under the radar, but this recent run is fantastic. Not as good as Vardy's, but he's in such good form. Didn't score in the two games for England and didn't score in that 0-0 against Chelsea, but scored in every other game since the 25th of October, including a brace against West Ham and a hat-trick at Bournemouth. So, you know, he's in great form. I really, really enjoy watching him. Off the ball, on the ball, great finisher. You know, what's not to like about him?
Some people might have a look at that enhanced odds offer if you do fancy Spurs to win. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is in the betting at 5-2. I thought you'd be all over 7-2 West Brom here, Derek.
Well, I like Tottenham. I think they're playing well. Yeah. They're a decent side. But two things I would say about these odds. It's Tottenham away from home, and odds on is a little bit hard to stomach. I mean, it's different when you're playing against, you know, maybe a Newcastle, you might fancy them at that, or, you know, a Bournemouth, you'd have a go. But West Brom, there's something about West Brom. You know, a couple of decent results they've had. You know, that Arsenal win was fantastic. Followed that with a good performance against West Ham last week. And what you're getting here is a West Brom side that are probably playing probably playing their best football of the season, and a Tottenham side that you could just maybe argue, are they just slightly going over the top? Because that was a bit of a poverty-stricken performance against Chelsea last week, I thought. There were excuses, yes, because he'd had that big marathon trip in a few days earlier in the Europa League. But I didn't like what I saw from them in that game. Yeah, I think I'd like to field against Tottenham here, but I'm not sure West Brom score enough goals to merit a bet. I'm going to go for West Brom on the handicap. West Brom with a one-goal start here. Something about West Brom, I never like opposing them that easily. The 10-11 with a one-goal start. I think I'll have a bit of that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.